righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn.
We will not bend, we will not break, we will not yield. We will never give in, we will never give up, and we will never back down. We will never, ever surrender. Because we are Americans, and our hearts bleed red, white, and blue.
The events that come at us day in and day out are almost impossible to ignore. The events that play out in Congress at hearings, on TV with town halls, videos of border crossings, Democrats making foolish decisions, and more are enough to make your head spin. We've got some good information to show you today, and people are waking up across this country and more. I showed you the intro from a few years ago because it actually still matches what's going on today. We're going to remember the D5 funeral of George W. Bush, Sr., George H. We will get into this today, but also want to provide encouragement to stay positive this season. We're going to cover that also. Here we go.
And then they saw how well we're doing in the polls. And the two questions I get more than any other is, number one, will they do it again, sir? Will they do it again? Will you stop them? And we're going to stop them. Number two is, how do you take it? How do you get up in the morning and how do you take it? And that part is easy for me to say. I love what I do because we are going to make our country greater than ever before. And it's so important. It's so important. We are going to do things. We're going to close the border. Day one, the border gets closed. And day one and a half, we drill. You know, we drill, baby, drill. Drill, drill, drill.
On day one and a half, we drill, baby, drill. And the elections will not be stolen. He's usually right. And I've mentioned this before, and I'll say it again for those that might have missed it. Never forget when we were leading up to the 2020 election, he kept reminding everyone, they're going to steal this election. These mail-in ballots, they're going to steal this election. He kept saying it over and over. How many times do you have to remind folks they're going to steal the election till they finally realize they've heard it once maybe, and they say, you know, I heard him. I thought I remember him saying that. Yeah. But how many times during this particular election season are we hearing they're not going to steal it this time? We made sure of it. And so we hear that Brian Cates put, I just posted that Trump is deliberately crossing all aisles and reaching out to build the biggest base the world has ever seen. And then, as if to prove my point, naturally, those who don't want Trump back are screaming about his extending his hand to black people and Black Lives Matter. Way to miss the boat. Honored to have Black Lives Matter support. Nothing matters. Well, President Trump said, spoke with Mark Fisher yesterday, a great guy. Very honored to have this and Black Lives Matter's support. I've done more for the black people than any other president, Lincoln, including 10-year funding for the universities. Truth, hammer forever. Trump was always setting the stage for a possible 2024 supermajority win. Most just can't see it until the end game nears. People who were lured away under false pretenses are very often the most passionate and very upset about turning against those who misled them. We will continue to see people flip for Trump, MAGA, that normie conservatives thought could never happen. And so here we are in the Bronx, Newsmax.
minority communities. We're not seeing the improvement. There's inflation with everything, food, gas, insurance prices. I mean, you name it.
Bidenomics is not working. It's just a complete mess. It's a disaster, especially here in New York City. We're feeling it very hard.
If you could say anything to Biden right now, who says that the economy is improving, especially in black and brown communities, what would you say to him?
That's lies. I believe that's lies. Heavy lies on that, for sure.
Do you think that somebody else besides Biden should be president?
Yes, next of time? Course. Who? Of course. Bring back Trump.
Tell me why.
We had money. We had money when Trump was president.
Free my son Trump. Free my son Trump. Trump 2024, everybody. Trump 2022.
That's crazy. And we're here in the Bronx.
I'm gonna vote for Trump if he runs, because I feel like it was much better when he was here financially for everybody, not just me, for everybody.
I'm definitely voting for Donald Trump. He made sure we had money in our pockets. He was for the people. He made sure we had what we needed. I feel like everything will go back to how it was. I mean, ever since he's out of office, everything's declined.
When Trump was president, my life was good. Economical-wise, I was doing so much better.
They're saying it's going to be Biden Trump, so who will you vote for?
Oh, I ain't gonna lie. I'm going to have to go for Trump. Sorry.
I'm going to go for Trump. Trump. Always Trump.
Here, let me see. Who are you voting for?
Trump.
Feeling the pain of price hikes is one thing, but the show of open support for former President Donald J. Trump on the streets of the Bronx was very surprising. And it's the sort of thing that has Biden campaign strategists looking very carefully at the messaging around Bidenomics as we get closer to 2024.
Probably more than the messaging they're looking into. I'm sure that the snakes at the very top, the demonic beings that want to control this entire earth, who don't want him, President Trump, around, are trying to come up with another strategy, just like they did in 2020. What do you think? You think they're trying to put a stop to this momentum that's building? Yeah? Maybe they are going to push another election where we have to vote from home. They're going to try another plandemic. Well, the Storm Rider put out the World Health Org stops the 2022 and 2023 pandemic, but they are trying again for 2024. Safety measures are in place to expose the World Economic Forum, the corrupt CDC, the World Health Organization, the Hellion Organization, World Hell Organization is what I call it, Davos, Gates, CIA regimen, and it's happening now and continues into full exposure 2025. Leaders in several countries, including U.S. senators and congressional leaders, start to expose a world globalist agenda connected to the World Economic Forum. So much things happen. DOD spokesperson admits U.S. a broken corporation and military will step in a certain time as they watch and monitor U.S. citizens waking up. Billions across the world reject the vaccines and new boosters. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of people got red-pilled in 2023. Summer 2024, world revolution against the deep state, the fall of the cabal. The best is yet to come. And we just had revelations going throughout the news that 11,000 politicians and elites receive an exemption for the COVID vaccine. It's shocking. Even the World Economic Forum dictator, Jacinda Ardern, did not take the vaccine that killed her own citizens in New Zealand. Instead, she fled the country and sits on the board of the Death Star BlackRock, the financial arm of the World Economic Forum. Needs to be arrested. And, I had this. I was going to play it later since we're on that note with the jabs and stuff. Just throw this in there real quick. When do we quit telling people that we've had COVID? Just want to throw this in real quick before we continue.
Let me ask y'all a question. When do we get to quit telling people we've had COVID? My sister-in-law called me the other day. And she said, well, I hate to tell you this, but we were together last week, and so I just got to let you know I've got COVID. I said, I don't care. I don't. I'm sorry you can't taste nothing, but I don't give a flip, okay? I'm sorry. I had diarrhea 3 nights ago, but I ain't calling you telling you about it.
Oh, it's always good to have a laugh, folks. I got another one for you, a song, and a little bit later that I'm going to show you from a comedian. He sings about the government. This guy right here. I don't know if you guys recognize him. Let me play a clip from it.
Who can take your money?
Who can take your money with a twinkle in their eye? Anyway, I'll play that a little bit later. Got that one queued up and ready for you. But before we go there, I wanted to have another one from Hannity trying to get Trump to say that under no circumstances will he get retribution. And Trump says that he will do it day one by closing the border and drilling. Check this out.
The media has been focused on this and attacking you.
Yeah.
Under no circumstances, you are promising America tonight. You would never abuse power as retribution against anybody.
Except for day one.
Except
Look,
what?
He's going crazy. Except for day one.
Meaning?
I want to close the border and I want to drill. That's drill, not a,
that's
drill.
That's not no, no. That's not retribution. I got
I'm
it.
Gonna be I'm gonna be, you know, he keeps we love this guy. He says, you're not gonna be a dictator, are you? I said, no, no, no. Other than day one, we're closing the border and we're drilling, drilling, drilling. After that, I'm not a dictator. So
that,
okay?
that sounds to me like you're going back to the policies when you were president.
That's
all right,
exactly.
Take a break. Just
kind of a twist there from Hannity. Trained well, has been doing it a long time. Do you see how he kind of snuck that one in there? Just listen to the beginning
the
again.
The media has been focused on this. And if
the media has been focused on this. So deflect to others, okay? Deflect that the media has been saying this, that Trump's going to be a dictator. And then he's trying to force Trump to make a statement to tell the media, right, the bad guys, not Hannity. Hannity's the one that's demanding an answer or a statement. You see this? Throw it off into somebody else's lap and make it look like it's theirs, although it's actually them at Fox that want him to say, I'm not going to have all these folks arrested and put away for treason.
Packing you
yeah.
Under no circumstances. You are promising America tonight. You would never abuse power as retribution against anybody.
You would never abuse power as retribution against anybody. What do you expect him to say? What if he says, yes, I'm going to abuse my power? Yes, Sean Hannity, you're saying that I'm going to be a bad guy just like I was before, right? I was a bad guy before. What a stupid question. And that's why President Trump said, I love this guy. I see what he's trying to do. And he knows. He's not dumb. President Trump knows exactly what he's up to, and that's why he gave a great answer.
Except for day one.
Except
Look,
what?
He's going crazy.
Look, he's going crazy. Why? Because he threw it back in his face and twisted it back. And he says, look, he's going crazy. Why? President Trump was prepped for this. He's not dumb. He knows what's going on. And folks in North Carolina also know.
Hey, Ainsley, so let's talk with the folks about who's their candidate and what they want to see. What do you think is the most important issue?
Our children.
Our children. And who do you think is the best candidate Trump. To solve that? Donald Trump? Sir, what's the most important issue for you?
Border security, the economy. And it goes, the list goes on.
And you were a former Democrat.
Oh, yeah.
And you're voting for who?
I think I'll vote for Biden, Trump this time.
Okay. Hey, former Biden guy, now you're voting for Trump. Wow. Sir, what's the number one issue for you?
Economy, job creation.
It's all about the jobs.
That's right.
And who do you think is best fit? Four jobs.
Donald J. Trump.
Donald Trump. Okay. All right. Ma'am, I'm going to go to you.
All right.
Number one issue for you?
The military.
The military. Why?
Well, I don't like things that happened since he's been, that person has been in office.
Uh-huh. Joe Biden.
Yeah, that person.
That person.
That person. Okay.
I love it how she won't say his name.
Yeah.
And who is the person you want to see in office?
Trump.
You want Trump back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Way to go. Clayton, North Carolina. A lot of reasons to vote for him. A lot of folks excited. And you know what that says for all of you listening in? You're doing your part. And some would say, you know, as Christians, because this is, you know, we pray at the end, we share scripture here, and we're like, well, yeah, maybe you guys are going a little too far. You're worshiping Trump, or you're putting him up on a pedestal as if he's the savior of the world or whatever. I'm going to remind you again that there are many different areas that we can go into on this. President Trump is not somebody we worship, but we've seen throughout Scripture how God has used many folks to destroy the enemy at different times in history. And we also see how politics was throughout Scripture. If you take that out, you don't have much to show. Well, what do you mean? Well, let's see. Somebody taxed the whole world so that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem. So they had to, the whole world to be taxed, and then they had to go down there. You remember that? Remember Felix, the governor? You've got those that Paul was pulled into different areas. He told King Agrippa how he ended up coming to know Christ. You can go on and on through all of these different areas, how people were pulled in to government leaders who said, do not talk about this Jesus. These guys seem like they're learned ones. Do not talk about this Jesus anymore. Well, here we are. We're in another time frame, another part of the book of Acts, in my opinion, as we move forward. And there's different areas that we go into. And I love, as we go into all of this, to remind folks, we have a job and a duty to shine light throughout. And number one priority is, yeah, I love sharing Jesus Christ with everyone. We do that in the sense of freedom. But if we're persecuted, we're blessed. Blessed are those that are persecuted for my name's sake, says Jesus. Yeah. So we're in a different time frame and a different zone of life. And we know that how the enemy's operating. It's important for us to get involved and be the light in our communities and get involved in the government. How do you think slavery was stopped? William Wilberforce in UK, 40 years in politics, finally got them freed. Had he left and become a pastor, would they be free? Okay? And so just want to remind everybody of that, and also about your health. Here we go. Folks, you know, here at And We Know, we're always looking for different avenues for you to get your support medically, especially in this dangerous world where we know Big Pharma tries to take over everything. So we found one that is only available in the USA. So it's called The Wellness Company. They've got a 8 life-saving medication kit that every American should have at home. It's The Wellness Company's medical emergency kit. Antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics. This kit contains meds you need, like amoxicillin, Z-Pax, and more. Do you know approximately 250 million prescriptions are issued every year in the U.S. for amoxicillin alone? It's a staggering number. And statistically speaking, you or someone in your family is going to need a prescription for amoxicillin next year, whether there's a shortage or not. And they also have a 22-page guidebook with complete instructions on all of this. So if you want this, these prescription kits are in huge demand right now. Head to twc.health/LT and grab yours now. That's twc.health/LT and use code LT and save 10% at checkout.
Speaks to a kind of uncomfortable fact here, which is that Donald Trump has pitched this version of himself to Republican base voters, and many of them like it. Many of them see his presidency as having been stymied by Congress, by checks and balances, and really look at this version of Donald Trump as someone who could, quote unquote, finish the job, but doing so going outside of the kind of norms of legislating that I think we have seen consistently. And so
it's incumbent upon Democrats to start getting the public to focus on what kind of government there would be in a second Donald Trump term with advisors who are loyal to him and no one else, and it would be Donald Trump Unchained. You know, there would be no guardrails.
Yeah. You got 4 years to get ready. He's got a team of weirdos and wackos who thought this thing through. And when he gets in there, he's going to know exactly what he wants to do. And now he knows how to drive the bus. If you thought he was going fast and furious the first time around, you've seen nothing on the second time around. And it's not just about you never have another election. You thought that last ride was bumpy? This is going
to
be insane.
We have to make sure they understand he's not a choice. He's not an option. He's not fit for this office. And
I think that Donald Trump in a second term would not have guardrails.
It's a different Donald Trump. This is a radicalized Donald Trump.
The only thing that matters is him, his power, his success. And that is not something you can entrust with the power of the presidency.
He is running to end American democracy as we know it.
We joke darkly about the fact that in a second term, you know, a number of us will be in orange jumpsuits in Guantanamo Bay.
And I think that Donald Trump is the most grave threat that we will face to our democracy in our lifetime and potentially in American history.
Overthrow the United States government. He will imprison. He will execute whoever he's allowed to imprison, execute, drive from the country.
Yeah, these guys are freaking out, talking Guantanamo Bay, showing that he's going to have these folks arrested and put away for treason, and they are trying to get that word out to make it look like he's going to be this dictator when they all start getting grabbed. You guys remember part of the wake-up for all of us was December 5th, 2018, at the George Bush Sr. funeral, just to kind of a reminder Do you remember the envelopes that fell in the laps of Hillary, and then the cameras happened to just be zooming in, and there's old Carter looking for his envelope. He can't find it. His wife can't find it. And everybody's looking around for their envelopes. And then one was handed by a Secret Service agent to Bush, the young Bush, right, the junior. He hands this envelope or a paper to Laura. And Laura has her mouth wide open as she stares at this paper. And then you've got old Jeb Bush looking around. We've showed this many times. He takes a glance and then a double take. And he drops his hand and he looks in horror. Everybody remembers this. And those that need the reminder and want to see it on their screen again, he looks away and he looks at that Secret Service agent in shock. What did you hand him? And I've said this, and I didn't see until the last time I mentioned this on social media ever anybody mentioning that that could be a photo that's shocking him. Not words. People said it was just words that were written down, blah, blah, blah. And I said, it's got to be a photo. Now, all of a sudden, you're starting to see social media. A lot of folks are saying, it must have been a photo. Good. They're all catching on. Because in order to get a reaction that quick with that type of look, in my opinion, it must have been something horrific. Horrific. So we continue on, and at that funeral, there's old Biden himself and Jill looking at their envelope. Why did they get an envelope, and why is the camera placed on them as they get their envelope? And let's see, who else had their envelopes handed to them? Let's see, as they're in shock. Oh yeah, there's Michael as he opens his envelope next to Barack. Or Barry Sotero, and taking a good long look at it with the camera focused on them as they take a glance at their envelope. Who's controlling the cameras? What were in the envelopes? Drop 2608, our promise to counter. Nothing can stop what's coming. Our promise to counter. And that's something we were all excited back then, 5 years ago, almost to the mark. And then we start seeing the cover-ups. It almost seems like these guys are involved, as we've seen throughout the years with WikiLeaks and more. These guys were involved in some very nefarious, evil things against our country, against our military, against every citizen, against our children. And that's why we've been seeing a lot of opening up about Pizzagate and this guy who paid, I think, $65,000 for a hot dogs at 1 in the morning at the White House. Well, if you guys know what code word for hot dogs is, then you'd know. And then you're starting to see play out that Dick Durbin blocks talks of revealing the Epstein client list. Connection envelopes, connection Epstein. Little by little, drip, 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 the information's coming out.
Why is Senator Dick Durbin covering up for Jeffrey Epstein? Jeffrey Epstein's a dead child trafficker. And Senator Marsha Blackburn tried subpoenaing Jeffrey Epstein's flight log earlier today. And Senator Dick Durbin blocked it. Epstein's been dead for 4 years. Why can't we see who was on his jet? Why can't we know who went to his island? We already know Bill Clinton flew on Epstein's jet at least 24 times. So who's Dick Durbin protecting? I assume Durbin isn't protecting a dead pedophile because he's a pedophile and he's dead. So Durbin's protecting the associates of a dead pedophile. Durbin's office says, oh, well, you know, they didn't have enough time to schedule a vote on the subpoena. Okay. They'll have time tomorrow. You're the Senate whip, Dick. You can make time. And they got a subpoena to go through Melania's underwear drawer. So you should be able to subpoena the Epstein flight logs. And Epstein had surveillance videos and hard drives seized by the FBI in Palm Beach, New Mexico, Manhattan, and in the Caribbean. It's almost like the government has no interest in tackling international sex trafficking. This means Epstein was intel, and Durbin is covering up for the entire op. What a bunch of animals. And how dare they pretend to care about women and kids?
How dare they? Because they don't. And here's just a little Marsha Blackburn confronting Ray.
I want to know why or what awareness you have of the FBI's failure to investigate these claims. And I want to get you on the record, since numerous survivors have said the FBI did not show up to help them. What specifically has the FBI done to investigate the claims that Epstein's and others participated in, produced, possessed, and distributed CSAM?
Well, first, let me say I recall very well that you have a very specific and longstanding interest, not just in child sexual exploitation, but in human trafficking as a cousin of that. And we appreciate your focus on it and your support of the importance of that part of our mission. As to the Epstein case specifically, I will tell you it's been a while since I looked at that case. Obviously, we worked together with prosecutors to bring charges before he...
I realize that.
Yeah.
But what we need from you is a complete investigation of why the FBI did not take this up, and then getting to the bottom of what is appearing to be an enormous sex trafficking ring, and listening to these survivors. You know, and as I said, I've tried to get a subpoena on the flight logs, which I think is important to this. I think people need to know who was on those planes and how often they were on those planes. I think people who invest in companies would want to know if there are people from their C-suite. And as we go through this, should those logs be made public? They've been heavily redacted.
Well, as I said, it's been a while since I looked at the specific case. I can tell you that we've been increasing year over year, both the number of agents focused on these kinds of cases, the number of victims we've rescued. And so onto the specific case, let me get with my team and figure out if there's more information we can provide to you.
Yeah, of course you're not, because Clinton's on the list 20-something times. Hillary's on the list. All these Hollywood actors are on the list, these folks that don't want to be exposed. Politicians on the list, singers that are famous on the list, and more. So when it comes to Dick Durbin blocking all this, he also wants to allow illegals to serve in the military as a pathway to citizenship. Destroy our American military with vaccine mandates and poor leadership. Replace them with what? Chinese nationals. This is the same Dick Durbin who shut down subpoenas for Epstein's flight logs. The same Dick Durbin who wouldn't allow Ted Cruz to question the Supreme Court nominee Jackson about her light sentences towards child predators. The same Dick Durbin who conducted a full-blown communist takeover of the Senate.
What troubles me about the debate now about the southern border is that it is one half of the immigration equation. Yes, we need order at the border. Yes, we need to have changes in the laws that reflect the reality of the overwhelming numbers from all over the world who are coming to our shores and our border. But there's also an incredible demand for legal immigration into this country even now. The presiding officer, my colleague from the state of Illinois, has legislation which addresses one aspect of that. Her bill, and I hope I describe it accurately, says that if you're an undocumented person in this country, and you can pass the physical and the required test, background test, the like, you can serve in our military, and if you do it honorably, we will make you citizens of the United States. Do we need that? You know what the recruiting numbers are at the Army and the Navy and the Air Force? They can't reach their quotas each month. They can't find enough people to join our military forces. And there are those who are undocumented who want the chance to serve and risk their lives for this country. Should we give them the chance? I think we should. And let me tell you about...
He's lost his mind. Bringing in illegals, undocumented, all those that I served with who were legal, who were not citizens of the United States, folks, when I was in the Marine Corps. When I went to their ceremonies and they became U.S. citizens, when they did the paperwork, did the testing, everything that was required to get to that level, the tears, the hugs, the amazing things that I saw were absolutely brilliant. Loving the country that they are now in. serving, but they came through legally. Now you're telling me you're going to have all these folks crossing the border illegally and say, you're from China? Great. Come on in. Come on in. Let's see. How many folks are coming in the other day? Check this out. Just lines and hundreds. Yeah, you guys just go right across the border, all of you, you hundreds and thousands of people, millions. Just go on into the office of the military and just let them know you want to join. Okay. Yep, you can pass the physical. Yep, you're good. Just jump on in there and serve. And now they've got everyone they need to join the military who have no idea what they're up to. You have no idea their background and what type of training they've received in their countries. And now here they are. How crazy. What kind of world do we live in where they allow something like this to happen? Where did this Dick Durbin come from? Why in the world is he protecting the pedophiles? Why is he saying, let's fill up our military with illegal aliens? How come folks aren't joining the military like they used to? Knocking on the doors and saying, you know what, I want to be a part of this. Where are they? How come they're saying, no, I don't want to be a part of this anymore? This woke generation of military that's pushing that on all of their kids, these 18 to 20-year-olds that are going in. Nope. How come they're not joining? And when they're saying, you know what, if you go in, they might force this jab into your body, and if you don't like it, they'll either put you in the brig or they'll kick you out, dishonorable discharge, and now it's going to be hard for you to find a job or other than honorable because you refuse to put something in your body. You know, it's your body, your choice, until it comes to the government telling you what to put in your body, which is having a bad effect and killing people by the thousands and millions across the entire earth.
I have to ask you an unrelated question. I don't know if you're prepared for it or not. But so the military has a problem with recruitment, and the military said pretty clearly, we don't want any more white men who fought all of our wars. We don't want any more of them. And then drove a lot of people out with the COVID requirements, with the mandate. Now we have tens of millions of military age foreign nationals here illegally. There have been calls in the Congress for those people to join the military to fill the gap. So you could wind up with a military filled with people who are not Americans and have no loyalty to this country or knowledge of American history or affinity for the culture. And then you're Rome, and then you collapse. Do you think that you will hear more calls in the Congress to solve the recruitment crisis with illegal aliens?
I think you will, and I think it's a horrible idea. And you characterized the vaccine mandate correctly. That was a purge. That was an ideological purge of our military. It was a loyalty test to a liberal agenda. It's sort of like taking the sacrament in the religion of COVID. And if you wouldn't take the sacrament, then you had to, leave the military. And now they're dealing with that. A lot of good people were forced out. I mean, pilots who had millions of dollars of training, special operators, and it's sad now that, like you said, we're bringing in people with a different loyalty or no loyalty at all if those senators get their way.
It's absolutely terrifying.
Guys, if you want to know more things that we're doing, andweknow.com is where you go. You check this website out. We're doing some huge updates there, working hard on it to keep it going for everyone. We've got the Ock Podcast, one of my favorites. You go there, you click on it. When you click on Odd Podcast or Listen, you're going to end up at our Podbean. And just create a Podbean account, do it on your phone, whatever, and subscribe to it. It helps grow. And you're going to find that we have every week an actual Bible study, audio only. It's audio only, put out where I actually teach every week, 30 minutes to an hour audio podcast Bible study. And so just want to let you know that that's available. I'm working on trying to have and we know extra on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We're trying to come up with a program for that for you and working hard. Also, the patriotlight.com, that's where we created something for you that allows you to find all the news that you're looking for in one section, almost like a Drudge Report for truthers, in that you'll have home. It's updated every about 5 to 10 minutes with news, new things that are out there, politics. You'll have world news. You got markets. And then we've got a faith section for you. And then also a lot of the social news folks that we tune into, you can use this to bounce off all of the news that's happening at the homepage, and then the resources that we're going to continue to update for you of those that we hold on to that you might be, you know, hey, who was that guy they interviewed, or what was that information they talked about recently? You just go there to resources and it's there for you. Pretty cool. And so remember, we're on social media on Instagram at @OCK_828 and Facebook at OCK Updates. And also remember that our merch is there. Great gear. We've got a new shirt. I will not comply with the eagle there. New to the shop. And you just go to shop.amwayknow.com, but it's on our amwayknow.com. Just click on it. You'll get sweatshirts, hoodies, accessories, and more. So many things that you can wear around, and folks will walk up and say, hey, I watched that and also love it. And next thing you know, you've got new friends, especially during this holiday season. So just wanted to show you more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
The American people to draw their own conclusions. They should not be dictated by some narrative and accept that as fact. So they can review the tapes themselves. We're going through a methodical process of releasing them as quickly as we can. As you know, we have to blur some of the faces of persons who participated in the events of that day, because we don't want them to be retaliated against and to be charged by the DOJ and to have other concerns and problems. So that's a slow process to get it done. We're working steadily on it. We've hired additional personnel to do that. And all of those tapes, ultimately, at the end, will be out so everybody can see them and draw their own conclusion. Let me go.
Yep, so there we are, January 6th tapes. Prevent the DOJ from retaliating, so we're going to blur faces out. Well, if you don't want to see the faces blurred out, I put this and I keep it in the description box below, because I've just been so impressed by Wooz News and the way that he was able to capture so many different angles on January 6th was an inside job. For those who are new, it's in the description box below. If you go below my video, down below, you'll see all the links to just about everything that I share with you. And one of them is this everything wrong with the Capitol riots and 889 angles. And that's about right. But as we play this, I like to show just another part of this particular video.
Down their body language, people.
So now we're reaching obstacle two.
So now Barbie's limping.
Because she was really hurt.
Yes, sometimes people get hurt.
Sometimes people throw real punches.
Maybe not today.
Look at side ponytail.
She checks to see if she broke a nail.
These are not cops. Don't.
Quick question. I'm with the press. I'm in here. But what?
Today, Junior?
What is going to happen? Are the limitations here?
Just kayfabing away, Elijah. Gotta sound all reportery right now. Not really making any sense.
Okay.
And she doesn't say anything.
Because she's not a real cop.
She's a side ponytail.
Are you listening, side ponytail? You're terrible.
So is no one gonna point out the obvious here?
That's okay. We'll do it.
We have to do everything around here anyway.
Guys, if Blaze TV sends a reporter out to D.C.
for the very purpose of capturing Trump's speech,
which won't be over for another 15 minutes,
but instead is the first human in all of the world to be standing at the gates of Obstacle 2, this guy knew it was gonna happen. Just like all of our fake Trump supporters, our fake rent-a-cops, and our very famed photographers and reporters. I mean, what else would you call this if not an inside job?
There's this crazy thing that's called journalisming.
Ugh.
Yeah. So anyway, really good job. A lot of humor, a lot of different angles showing you all the actors that played this entire January 6th thing. And now they go out and, of course, they want to arrest all these folks for just simply walking in and following the folks who faked it, who were undercover, pretending to be Trump supporters and more. So crazy Liz Cheney, according to President Trump, who suffers from Trump derangement syndrome at a level rarely seen before, writes in her boring new book that Kevin McCarthy, spelled wrong with the E, said he came to Mar-a-Lago after the rigged election because the former president was depressed and not eating. The statement's not true. I was not depressed. I was angry. And it was not that I was not eating. It was that I was eating too much. But that's not why Kevin McCarthy was there. He was at Mar-a-Lago to get my support and to bring Republican Party together. Only good intentions. Liz Cheney, on the other hand, went on to lose her seat in Congress by the largest margin for a sitting congressperson in the history of the U.S. She then worked with others on the J6 committee to delete and destroy the evidence and findings of the committee. Deleted it. They don't want folks to know what's really going on. They don't want to know that they're going to get caught with everything they're doing.
Ask this and even crazier to fathom it, but do you believe if Donald Trump were elected next year that he would try to stay in office beyond a second term? That he would never leave office?
There's no question. There's
you think no he would question. Try to stay in power forever?
Absolutely. I mean, he's already done it once. And in fact, if you look at what he did in the run-up to January 6th in terms of his pressure on the vice president not to count legitimate electoral votes, his pressure on the Department of Justice, on state officials, and then refusing to send help when the Capitol was under attack, he's already attempted to seize power. And he was stopped, thankfully, and for the good of the nation and the republic. But he said he will do it again. He's expressed no remorse for what he did.
Mainstream media, trained by the CIA, going in there asking questions to set up the mindset of all the folks that still seem to watch this Today channel. Oh, my goodness. And they set up the questions so they can get to the mindset. Yeah, is he going to try to be a dictator forever? Remember, he's a dictator. Yes, he's going to be a dictator forever, and he's already done it before. I mean, look what he did. He was such a terrible guy before, and we're just glad that we saved the republic by making sure that he's not in there again. And on it goes, day after day. And let's see. Then we've got old, sorry, don't want you to throw up, but here's Hillary.
Climate change is real, everybody. Those hard drives got destroyed because of climate change. My husband flew to Epstein's Island 40 times because of climate change. I lost the 2016 election because of climate change. My husband cheated on me because of climate change. He literally...
Yep. So anyway, somebody did a parody on here. Here you go.
Because of climate change.
Everything's because of climate change. As a matter of fact, if you want to hear the real one, here you go.
We're seeing and beginning to pay attention and to count and record the deaths that are related to climate, and by far the biggest killer is extreme heat. I mean, even in Europe last summer, which has the ability to count and figure out what happened, they recorded 61,000 deaths because of the heat in Europe.
Ooh.
We don't have that kind of number yet from Africa, Asia, Latin America, but we know and estimate that we probably... measure about 500,000 deaths. And the majority of those are women and girls, and particularly pregnant women.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, remember those icebergs are going to all melt 40 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago. Hey, just keep it going. Let's see. What were we told about the climate change hoax? How to steal taxpayer money? The con. Determine topics that have emotional pull. Connect on the vocal types. Create a media blitz, scare campaign, talking points, alarmists. Use pro-narrative-minded authorities on subject to provide foundation to support. Deploy circular reporting and groupthink tactics, echo chambers to artificially raise public outcry. Use the public outcry to justify billion-dollar taxpayer spend, rinse, and repeat. How do you squeeze funds out of the United States? Threat to humanity. Environment push. Think Paris Accord. Who audits and tracks the funneled money? When the U.S. sends billions in aid and or climate and or et cetera, what entity audits, tracks to confirm the intended recipients recorded? None. Nobody records it. Just give us your money. Just keep taking money. Keep working hard, guys. Give them the taxes and hand it to this climate change thing. Where's the money going? Thoughts from MJ Truth, complying with the Paris Accord because that's what this is all about. It would hurt the U.S. economy so very badly. That's the point. Restricting domestic producers while the biggest polluters such as China increase emissions and don't pitch in until the late 2030s. By that time, the U.S. has been milked for every penny and God knows what's next. This is also how they plan to mass migrate people. The World Economic Forum predicts that 1 billion people will be displaced by climate change. It's always about the money. You know, usdebtclock.org had this, and always something cool popping up. We the People, from James Madison, quote, history records that the money changers have used every form of abuse, intrigue, deceit, and violent means possible to maintain their control over governments by controlling money and its issuance. So then you have this ESG collapse. ESG global investments have collapsed by $5 trillion in just 2 years. BlackRock and Vanguard use ESG scores to force companies to adopt woke hiring and climate practices. So here we are with climate change, then the money. Here's BlackRock CEO Larry Fink, along with CEO of American Express, explaining how they are using the system to force behaviors.
Behaviors are going to have to change, and this is one thing we're asking companies. You have to force behaviors, and at BlackRock, we are forcing behaviors. What we are doing internally is, if you don't achieve these levels of impact, your compensation could be impacted, okay? You have to force behaviors. And if you don't force behaviors, whether it's gender or race or just any way you want to say the composition of your team, you're going to be impacted.
He wasn't prepped properly. Wonder who his public relations guy is. Need some help with their pitches and their information that goes out to the public. Or they're just dumb. I mean, when we're told that these people are stupid, they're probably stupid. 401ks are down almost 25%. Pension plans are down more than 12% since the first quarter of 2021. Bidenomics. There we go. Efforts to repeal Affordable Care Act and the Inflation Reduction Act put the difference between Bidenomics and Maganomics into sharp perspective. There you go. Folks are waking up. We have these interviews every week, and we have one live at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, December 7th, with Dr. Kirk Elliott, where you guys can actually chime in and put your questions down, and we're going to be reading them. It'll be on Rumble. We can't put a Rumble link on our website and for the next, it'll probably be up there by the time you watch this when we get it uploaded. But we're doing all we can to make sure that you guys have a voice to reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott. And so amweknow.com/gold, you can reach out to him on your own. But here's a clip from our latest interview from this past Sunday.
Greeks, the Romans, and in the later years, the British, all rose and perished within 240 years. They were not conquered by external enemies. They rotted from within. See, all of these great empires, 240 years was the max duration. Right. Well, let's look.
And so we get into this. We talk about history. We get into all of the economics of this and why it's important to see what we should be investing in. Our 401ks, we switched ours to silver, folks, just letting you know. It's been up 5% in the past, 4 days, probably a little bit more, and even gold skyrocketed. So it's really cool to have your 401ks there with precious metals. Anyway, just letting you know that. And then I promised this one earlier. We're talking about money and the government. Here you go.
Who can take your money?
Who can take your money?
With a twinkle in their eye.
A twinkle in their eye.
Take it all away and give it to some other guy. The government. The government can. And who can tax the sunrise?
Who can tax the trees?
Let you run a business and collect up all the fees. The government.
The government.
Oh, the government can.
The government can.
And the government can, cause they mix it up with lies and make it all taste good.
Government takes everything we make to pay for all of their solutions, like healthcare, climate change, pollution. Just throw away the Constitution.
I wrote that, thank you.
Who can give a bailout?
Tell us to behave.
Tell us to behave.
And make the founding fathers roll over in their grave. I don't care if you hate me, I'm going to sing it anyway.
Oh,
the government can. And the government can. Because it makes it up with lies and make it all yummy, yummy, yummy.
Everything we make, they're all power hungry and malicious.
Their economics are fictitious. Soon we'll have to eat
How's that taste, kids?
Delicious.
Who can be a failure?
Who can be a failure?
In so many ways.
In so many ways.
And instead of getting fired, hey, we'll give ourselves a raise. Kentucky, you know what I'm talking about. Oh, the government. I did the choreography myself. And your Uncle Sam can, because he mixes it with eyes and make himself look good. And I feel so good, because the government says I should.
Oh, yeah, that was great, man. Absolutely brilliant. Production for us all. The government, tell you what, got to get these guys out. Hopefully this whole government system is going to be demolished. Here's President Trump again with the some more remarks with Sean Hannity.
I personally don't think he makes it physically. I watched him at the beach. He wasn't able to lift a beach chair, which is meant for children to lift. You can lift them like that. And mentally, I would say he's possibly equally as bad and maybe worse. But I don't know. I will say this. He's got vicious people surrounding him around that beautiful Oval Office. There are people in that Oval Office that are evil people, bad people, smart people, young, vicious. They're communists and they're bad.
Who do you think would replace him then?
Well, I saw one person on who I actually had a very good relationship with, but I'm sure that it would end very quickly. I saw him in your debate the other night, and he's slick, but he's got no facts. You know, he's got no facts. I thought he did well, considering...
You're talking about Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, considering that he didn't have the facts, I thought he did well. You know, he said, we have the lowest taxes in the country. We have the cleanest streets in the country. And I'm saying, wait a minute, is he talking about the same place? So he'd certainly be one. I guess they say that Kamala would be the one, the odds to beat. Because they say if they didn't give it to her, the African-American vote, the black vote, would not go to them. And we just had a poll where I'm at 22 and 25% with the black vote. If we have that, we can call the election over.
Yeah, and we're just getting started, 22 to 25%. It's going to get even bigger. And he's talking about the streets. If you like poverty, keep voting for Democrats. If you like open-air drug use, keep voting for Democrats. Here we go. Well, this video is not playing, but it basically you see behind him from Real America's Voice just lines and lines of tents of homeless people, homeless veterans, and more. And I believe that that's in California, if I remember right. So that video is not playing for some reason, but you get the picture. We've talked about it many, many times. And we looked over here also. Javier Milei said we need to talk Elon because Elon Musk showed this video clip, Equality Before the Law. I'm going to play this from Argentina, the new leader there. First of all, there's a phrase from Milton Friedman that I think is sublime in the context of this topic. A society that puts equality before freedom will get neither. A society that puts freedom before equality will get a high degree of both. Even John Stuart Mill pointed this out. A society that obsesses with equality sooner or later becomes a society of looters and falls apart. That is the story. They talked about the tyranny of the majority. Therefore, the point is that social justice is unjust. There is nothing more unjust than social justice. Because what is the greatest achievement of liberalism? Liberalism's greatest achievement is equality before the law. This is to say, the law is the same for everyone. When you adhere to the ideas of social justice, which means the redistribution of income, what are you really doing? Is using the repressive state apparatus so you can take from the successful to distribute it capriciously according to the wishes of whomever is in power. Yeah. So good words coming out. Following all of this, Bannon actually had a talk here recently. And the retribution talk by Trump is not rhetoric. Remember, they will actually go after the corrupt government. This is talking about Trump. And the media that committed crimes. So Kash Patel says, as Trump's next CIA director, he will lead patriots appointed by Trump to prosecute and jail people in the government and the media.
Highly confident that when you go back and is a senior member of this administration, President Trump's administration, starting in the afternoon of the 20th of January of 2025, do you feel confident that you will be able to deliver the goods, that we can have serious prosecutions and accountability? And I want the Morning Joe producers to watch us and all the producers to watch us. This is just not rhetoric. We're absolutely dead serious. We're not. You cannot have a constitutional republic and allow what these deep staters have done to the country. The deep state, the administrative state, the fourth branch of government never mentioned in the Constitution is going to be taken apart brick by brick. And the people that did these evil deeds will be held accountable and prosecuted. Criminal prosecutions. Cash. I know you're probably going to be head of the CIA. But do you believe that you can deliver the goods on this in a pretty short order of the first couple of months so we can get rolling on prosecutions?
Yes, we got the bench for it, Bannon, and you know those guys. I'm not going to go out there and say their names right now so the radical left-wing media can terrorize them. But, excuse me, the one thing we learned in the Trump administration the first go-around is we got to put in all-America patriots top to bottom. And we got them for law enforcement. We got them for intel collection. We got them for offensive operations. We got them for DOD, CIA, everywhere. And the one thing we will do that they never will do is we will follow the facts and the law and go to courts of law and correct these justices and lawyers who have been prosecuting these cases based on politics and actually issuing them as lawfare. We will go out and find the conspirators, not just in government, but in the media. Yes, we're going to come after the people in the media who lied about American citizens, who helped Joe Biden rig presidential elections. We're going to come after you, whether it's criminally or civilly, we'll figure that out. But yeah, we're putting you all on notice. And Steve, this is why they hate us. This is why we're tyrannical. This is why we're dictators.
This is why we're dictators, because we're putting the truth out. And so many of the channels that are huge, that are growing, are going to be on alert, because I tell you what, as this thing gets closer and it starts boiling up and they realize they can't control the narrative anymore and people are starting to wake up, it's going to get ugly. But you know what? The pieces are coming together. Grasshopper is able to see these comms that come from President Trump. President Trump put, I'm proud to give my complete and total endorsement to U.S. Senator Rick Scott of Florida in his bid for re-election. And so when he put this out there, he actually shows that he's known Rick for a long time as both a businessman and great governor of Florida. And there are a few like him. Strong on the border, crime, are great military vets, our Second Amendment. And the only person who has been willing to take on the very destructive super rhino, Mitch McConnell. Everyone in Florida should keep Senator Rick Scott, have a big win next year. So he put this out at 15:16, so 3:16 p.m. on the military time. You look at 3:16 on our board where we do all these connections. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, then hang in there. We'll get into it someday. But we have to understand that the map is real. All of these comms that are coming out, everything has meaning. And when he says this, it connects to 3:16, which, guess what? When he says our great military and vets, we love our U.S. military. That's right. Expand your thinking. Re-listen to the speeches. What has been said about the U.S. military? The speech yesterday verified and unlocked so much. Timestamp. How many clues must we provide? A lot of clues. Loving the military, 3:16 and more. And so when you zoom in and you start looking at more of this, what has been said about the military? All these things that we've been talking about, the military, U.S. military will be the strongest in the world. Folks, there's hope. There's hope for us. There's great things going on. And I'm telling you what, I'm around military a lot, and I'm telling you there's a lot of great young individuals that my sons bowl with. On the, if you guys go to Bowling Bros on YouTube, it's in the description box below. They had this huge tournament with 32 people, knockout rounds, the greatest video I've ever seen them produce. And almost every guy in there is in the military, Marine Corps, Air Force, Navy. They're there. And they had a blast. And they were great. And we had a wonderful time together. And I'm telling you, you guys will know, don't get your heads down and think that everything's bad in the military and it's just all falling apart. Look, there's some great folks that are serving, and they're doing all they can to work every single day for the protection of our nation. So just wanted to make sure I get that in there. I didn't know, think I was going to talk about that. Man, just wanted to get that in there. So he also shows that we will will rock you. And he put this out, the closing act. It's a connection that President Trump put out at 129 video. 129, closing act, folks. They are unlawful enemy combatants that are coming in. Citizens regarding enemy combatants. Remember, there's going to be treason that's on the docket. Folks are going to be exposed and more. And as we go through all this, the important thing I wanted to close with today, our mothers and fathers. We are trying to rescue our children, folks. These crimes against children are happening. Do your research if you're new to this channel. You'll know that the crimes against children are the biggest thing that's going on this entire earth. These evil ones hate our children. But I want to show a mother talk with her son, Axel, and then I'm going to show you a clip about fathers, and then we'll pray.
God has not given us
the spirit of fear.
But of power,
but of love,
and a sound mind.
I am not afraid. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
That's wonderful. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. That's in Proverbs. And then I wanted to show this because it's something that's been near and dear to my heart. It's about dads. I needed to hear that. Needed to see this recently. I needed this for all of us to see. You're a good dad. Now, I don't always feel like a good dad, and recently, I challenge myself constantly because I've got four sons, two out of the house, two still with us and growing. And I tell you, it's just been wonderful to be with them and grow with them. But sometimes I just don't feel like. We've done enough, right? As fathers, many of you out there say amen. You know, you feel like failures at times, and just been like that. And had a walk with one of my sons yesterday and just had a conversation about the future and plans and everything, and realized how important it is for us to just instill in them just pure love. I'm always thinking, hey, what are you going to do? Let's come up with a plan. Let's do this. You know, I'm sitting down planning everything out perfectly. It's got to be just right, right? And I realized, you know, sometimes I just need a walk. Just walk and talk. Did that yesterday. Touched my heart just to remember to spend time with him, all right? We're going to play this and close.
You're a damn good dad. You work countless hours just to make ends meet. You always provide to make sure your family has everything that they need. Your kids, they look up to you. They see everything that you do each and every day, and they're like, man, I want to be just like that guy. And you know why? Because you're like a superhero to them. And on the days that you feel like giving up, you need to remember that everything that you do for them little ones. No matter how hard it may be, or no matter how many times you just want to say, I'm done with this. You're not doing it for yourself, man. You're doing it for your kids. You're doing it for your family. You know why? Because you're a damn good dad. And you should never think any difference. I'm proud of you. I want you to be proud of yourself. Give yourself a pat on the back. Because you're doing this. You're doing this every day. Because you're a damn good dad. Look yourself in the mirror tomorrow and tell yourself, I'm a damn good dad. I love you, man.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you're so good to us. You're a good dad. Ever since I gave my life to you, many times having to return to you, many times where you waited, you provided opportunities for correction and more, you've been there. Through the good times and the bad times. For all of us. We're challenged in our daily lives to see how much we should get involved in things that are going on politically. Things that are going on with lies through the media. Things that are going on in our buildings where the church gathers. Your body of believers called the church gathers in these buildings and all the challenges that we're faced with day in and day out. Our own children, the ones that we should be training in the Word of God. Oh, how we need your help. How we need you day in and day out. And just cry out to you, Abba, Father. You're so good to us. And so I just want to thank you again for how you've guided and directed our lives, brought us together through these different areas, through social media and video production and more. You've put together something that we never saw years ago, but we've seen you do an amazing work. You're bringing so many people to your Son, Yahshua, Jesus Christ. So many are just changing from the inside out. You've taken hearts of stone and just softened them to hearts, flesh that are moldable and changeable, and so great to see. And so we just want to honor you and ask you once again for protection from the enemy who wants to destroy us, destroy this platform, destroy others. We ask for continued protection. Thank you for that answer to prayers. We feel it, we sense it, and we know. Thank you for your sure word, for reminding us it is written. And those written words became flesh and dwelt among us. Thank you so much. We love you. For it's in the name of Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. Amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for all of your support and your prayers. Absolutely amazing. If you could hit that subscribe button, also don't forget to go to our Podbean and subscribe there also for exclusive audio content we're going to be continuing to work on. We just want to make sure that you guys know how much we just love you and we thank you, okay? For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know, signing out.